All right, everyone, welcome to a new episode of the eProcast. And this is the first episode of 2021, even though we're recording this in 2020, which is weird.
Hi from the past.
Yeah. As you heard right now, I have alongside me Anastasia.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah. And we decided to do a short episode just to let you know what to expect in 2021 from this pod.
And there's a lot to expect.
Yeah. First and foremost, Anastasia, I'll take a second to say thanks to all the listeners from all over the world. It's crazy because we are now in 35 countries. You guys are rocking it.
Woohoo!
And I'm doing this because I'm loving it. And, you know, I'm not looking daily or even hourly, you know, like at the stats, but just open the stats in front of me. And it's just crazy because I can see that the most of the listeners of you guys are coming from the US, which is like 40%.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, 40%. And then we have representatives from almost all countries, all continents, sorry. So we have North America representing USA, representing Canada, Mexico, and then we have South America representing Colombia, representing Venezuela,
Morocco,
representing Africa, yeah, Morocco, representing Australia and New Zealand. By the way, from South America, there also was Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's awesome. Asia representing Singapore, India, Philippines, and then of course, Europe representing countries like the UK, Moldova, Spain,
yeah.
Sweden, Ireland, Germany, Romania, Poland, Ukraine, Netherlands, Switzerland, France, Austria, Hungary, Albania, Lithuania, Russia, Turkey, Croatia, Italy, Serbia, Estonia, and Belgium. The latest addition to the pod. Guys, you are all rocking, and thanks a lot. You took time out of your day to click on the link and listen to our voices and what we have to say. And the most important to us, of course, if you got value out of it, it's crucial to what we do. And if you do so, just get in touch with us. We love to engage with you. We did also an Instagram live series and you crushed it, guys. You joined this. You put a lot of good questions. So please continue doing that. All the links are going to be in this episode notes. So get in touch with us. This would mean a lot to us. If you go on the platform that you're listening to this pod, either it's iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Cast, Anchor, all of them, you name them. If you leave a review and subscribe and rate, this would really mean a lot to us. So thanks from the bottom of my heart for joining and motivating us, keeping doing this. Anastasia, what's your feeling so far with the pod?
I have super great, super awesome feelings, enjoying working on it.
You've been a crucial part, and I want to say special thanks to you for dedicating your time to help me out with audio, with making this enter the year holds, as Justin says, very smoothly. So at least leave a review for Anastasia for the hard work she's putting on the pod to make the audio sounds good. So
I'm just doing what I love with the audio.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's really helpful for the audience.
Yeah.
To bring more value and a more pleasant audio experience.
Yeah. And by the way, for the record, we're now Zooming with Anastasia recording this. And also, we're both in PJs.
Yes.
I'm still currently visiting my brother in the US. And it's 9 a.m. here on December 30th. And Anastasia is like 5 p.m.
It's whatever time. I'm still in my pajamas.
5 p.m. in Moldova and she's still in PJs.
Yeah. Rocking that PJs.
So yeah, having that casual chat. And I think this is what differentiates. I think this should be more casual conversations and I love it. And old conversations so far, all 39 episodes, and this is going to be episode 40. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, casual conversations, having a lot of fun, squeezing maximum value for the listeners who really struggle, who want to learn more on how to get into sports business, to get closer to that job, or maybe even get some ideas on what business to start within this industry. So I hope this is getting you closer to that goal. And if it's a step forward, then I'm really happy. And I feel that this podcast is going somewhere. So I'm really excited about this.
Yes, it's really exciting.
Yeah. So Anastasia, 2021, excited.
Super excited. The end of 2020 has been great as well. So it's taking us into 2021, which is going to be even way more exciting, amazing, filled with cool events.
Yeah.
And it's been like so long. How long has it been with the pod? 8 months?
It launched on May 15th. So it's now 6 months and a half.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And it's many more to come. We're enjoying doing this. And just to start off 2021 on a high note, what has been your top moment off the pod? What was your maybe favorite episode to work on?
Every episode is insightful. While I'm editing, I'm listening to some good advice.
I have to tell, and I think Anastasia is really shy right now, but if Justin Phillips is listening, she's a huge fan of Justin, of his positivity.
I just forgot to say about this. No, because you know why? Because I've said it so many times before. Like, oh my God, Justin has crazy good energy. Like, those episodes with him are just killing it. Like, super cool.
And he gave a lot of kudos to you, Anastasia, because it took quite a little, I mean, quite a lot of editing of that episode.
Hi, Justin.
Yeah, hi, Justin. And it took a little bit of editing, and it's crazy because, you know, his daughter was coming was approaching him all the time during the live when we recorded the pod. So it was a lot of fun. And Justin, Anastasia is your fan right now, spreading that awesome positivity.
No, really super awesome energy.
Yeah. But other than that, honestly, working on still editing skills together with Anastasia, getting better in communication. And actually, this pod really helped me asking the better and better questions and more challenging questions. And I think this is what helps me not only from the pod perspective, but also in life. And, you know, every episode is awesome. One thing I'm also proud of with the pod is that, again, getting back to stats, is that, you know, I'm targeting a specific age group, which is, you know, youth who want to work in sports. So let's say that's under 30, give or take. And this is what we've achieved so far. And as the stats show, more than half, a little over half, is 23 to 27 years old youth. So I'm really excited about this. And also a big part, because I'm pushing a lot towards gender equality and, you know, diversity in the business of sports. We're almost at that 50-50 ratio of male to female listeners. So we're currently at 57 male, 39 female, and I'm really excited about this.
Gender equalization.
Yeah. One thing I have as a goal, and I'll put this, the not New Year resolution, but December 30th resolution, is the fact that I want to get more women to speak, women in sports to speak on this pod. And this will go after the episode. I'll go on the 31st with Melissa Thompson from Indiana Sports Corp. But this is what I want to do more, and to get more women in sports sharing their story. In the past, it was a struggle for women to get in sports because it was known as the men's world, but now it's not anymore. So I'm happy about this. You know, we need you ladies to challenge us, to get us more ideas. And I think we work together better. So thanks for that. This is one of my goals for 2021 as the host of this pod. We'll get you more diversity on this pod.
Is there anything new you would like to bring on the pod except for attracting more women to speak?
Well, again, it's to all these 40 episodes, it wasn't anything constant. No episode was the same, you know. And this is what I love, adjusting the context to every guest in particular to try to get the most value. It's not a script. If anyone thinks I have a script in front of me, it's not like that. You know, I love going with the first one, two questions, and then as it goes. So I really love that. And yeah, besides getting more, as you mentioned, more women in sports on this pod, also I'll get more young guys and gals who just entered into the industry. This was the challenge actually I faced so far, that not a lot of young professionals wanted to join the pod because they're like, oh, but I don't have a story yet. I'm like, no, everyone's got a story. And your story of how you got to make that transition in sports, or you just landed your first job in sports, I think this is already a story. And before that, sharing the skills that helped you getting there. Because the process of getting someone to join me on the pod is also a selling point. So this is also my goal for 2021, to get more young professionals who just landed a job in sports industry and, you know, convincing them that they have a story to share. Every one of us has got a story to share. There will be anywhere in the world, there is going to be at least one person who will relate to that story. So at least you'll help one person, and that's already worth it. So yeah, regarding that, you'll see a lot of new cool stuff on social, getting more awareness of this pod. So if you see any of the previous episodes, any of the visuals or anything, would really appreciate if you can share that. Again, all the links are going to be in the episode notes. So would appreciate your time to share this and share it with your friend who want to work in sports, or share it with, tell your friends to tell their friends about it. So let's grow this bad boy, and really looking forward to 2021. Even though we're still having, at this point, two more days in 2020, you know, everyone is a little bit bitching about 2020. To be honest, I loved it. New project was born, new projects, the work. I'm really blessed to not have lost my job, my company I'm working for. So yeah, I mean, we should take a moment to show gratitude to what we have at the moment.
Yeah, people, stop dwelling on the past.
Yeah.
It's a new day every day.
Yeah, and we'll wrap it up in a second. But before that, I want to really say thanks to all the opportunities that rose in 2020, the time I spent with my family. Of course, grateful to Anastasia for saying yes and helping with the pod.
Not like saying yes. Wait, let's make it clear. I was the one to offer the help. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and to the listeners, find someone who loves your mission and who wants to help share the, spread the message. And Anastasia is one of them, and I'm really grateful to her. And yeah, a lot of things coming up, 2021. Excited, more happier than ever.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, and thanks again for taking the time to listen to it from bottom of our hearts. On behalf of Anastasia and myself, eProcast team.
Yeah.
We are getting officially into 2021, and we wish you a very successful, healthy, and very prosperous 2021. Try to enjoy more time with your loved ones, with your family. You never know where all this is going, but try to enjoy the most out of what you have. Stop dwelling, as Anastasia said, and you know, take opportunities, say yes to opportunities, and let's rock all together. And would really love to get to engage with you more. And again, all the socials are going to be in the episode notes. I'll also include my email. So text me. I'll also open a Calendly link. So if you want to hop on a 30, an hour conversation, just to say hi, to have conversation, talk about life, talk about sports, talk about how I can help with anything. If I can help with anything, just hit me up. I'll be more than happy. And yeah, let's rock 2021. And on behalf of eProcast team, happy new year.
Happy new year.
Peace out.